The man who would be king? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I can't believe I'm seeing media people alleging that Trump thinks he's Jesus just because he looked to the skies during one of his press gaggles and said he was the chosen one. First of all, Trump was talking about China trade policy at the time, which has nothing to do with the New Testament. And second, Jesus told rich people to leave their wealth behind. I doubt Trump wants to identify too closely with that. And as for Trump's decision to retweet that talk show host who described him as the King of Israel, why do media people assume that was somehow a compliment? Have you read the Book of Kings? It turns out Israel had some really bad kings. You can check it out for yourself, but King Ahab comes to mind. I won't go into details, but let's just say it's no accident his name shows up in that famous novel we were all forced to read. Anyway, to claim Trump has a God complex, as Rolling Stone put it, is way off base. Now, I will say, his daily repetition of the same grievances could indicate a Festivus complex.
Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
Book of Seinfeld, Season 9, Episode 10. But the real proof that he's not a king is simply this. Kings don't let a mere gun lobbyist jerk them around. So, relax, America. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.